I'm a skeptic. I don't see enough evidence that says it is, but talk to the archaeologist in the fall, and he insists. I talked to him personally. He insists. Anyway, somewhere there was a synagogue in that town, and Paul went to the synagogue. You read it sometime in the book of Acts. Preaches a marvelous sermon, and the people loved it. There were Jews who loved it. There were Gentiles. They're called God-fearers. The chief women, leading women of the city were there, and they loved the sermon that he gave after the synagogue service. Look it up. Quotes all kinds of Old Testament scripture, tells them about Jesus, and at least when he leaves, they say, will you come back next week? We've got to hear more. So he comes back, and that goes on for a few weeks. And then there's a small cadre of people who get pretty bent out of shape. The text tells us they were mad because Paul was drawing people from all the other places into his group, and they were jealous. It wasn't so much they didn't like what he said, but they were jealous of his influence. So these leading people of the city of Antioch get Paul run out of town. Okay? So let's follow him. So he leaves town. Now, I would have gone west. Shows you how far from being Paul I am. But west is where everybody lives. No, he goes east to another place called Iconium. Same deal. He teaches. They don't tell us his sermon there. People like it, and then they run him out of there. Now I would definitely go west or go back home and say, forget it, I'm going to become a leather worker or something. Not him. Now he really heads out into the Allegan Woods. And he turns. It doesn't look like much on the map, but that's about 40, 50 miles right through. Let me show you. Come with me. And I'm tempted to do a commercial, but I won't. But if you'll come with us someday, sorry, if you come with us someday, we do an all-day walk following Paul's route from Iconium to where he ended up. Let me just show you. We walked last fall with one group for about, from about 8:30 till about almost 6 o'clock. So that's what, about 9.5 hours, we didn't see a vehicle. Not one. Here's the road. Some places it's just a two-track. We met one guy on a donkey. He probably was, I thought maybe he was there when Paul was there, but the cigarette sort of gives it away. But it was unbelievable. Honestly, people, we were meeting people that had never come into face-to-face contact with Americans. It was unreal. And I want to show you that, not just because I think we do cool tours. I want to show you that because even to this day, it's out in this, what on earth is Paul doing out here? Okay, he's been run out of town twice. But why had, honestly, why it just boggled my mind. Even after having walked that several times, I walked thinking, what was he thinking? Did he know why he was here? Did he know why where he was going? Was the Spirit leading him? Was he running? I don't know. Shepherds on the hillsides. It's just little villages. Some have electricity. Some don't. Friendly people. Stone houses, not so different from what they were. Kids. There's a school there, really interesting school. People, hasn't changed. Anyway, as you walk along the road, you begin to see an unusual tree. I didn't see them anywhere else in Turkey. Now, I've never been in northeastern Turkey, so maybe they grow there. But I only saw them in the general area here. They're called linden trees. They have a big, stout trunk. And they tend to grow 3 or 4 clusters of branches in different directions, like this one. There was a myth about that tree that was current in that area. The myth was that a long, long time before Paul, two gods, Zeus and Hermes, decided to come down to Earth incognito, anonymously, to find out whether the people who lived there were friendly. So they came down, Zeus and Hermes. They dressed like people, and they went door to door. Well, everywhere they went, people were very unfriendly. Beat it, beggars. We don't need you, the story goes. Get out of here. We don't want to buy anything. You don't live here. Go away. Everybody kept saying it until the gods were so angry, they decided, we're going to blast this place with fire and brimstone and wipe it all away. And then they knocked on the last door. A little tiny house, very primitive. They expected nothing, but when the door opened, it was an old man named Philemon.